What's the difference?
Well, a keg is much smaller.
Okay, and do you ever have a word for, a man carried quite
an armload?
You never call it a turn?
No, never heard that term used except in reading a story or something.
Turn of wood?
Mm-hmm.
How about a partial load on a wagon? Would that have a word for that? He doesn't have a full load, he just has...
We'd say he has a part of... He had a small load, maybe. A half load or a quarter load.
But never a jag.
Well, a jag would not particularly used in that sense. A jag I would term was very slangy and might say I had quite a jag, bought quite a jag of wood home, yes, but then... You surely would never write that in a letter.
Oh, no. Well, what I wanted is what you'd say.
There'd be lots of people that wouldn't know what a jag was. They think he was talking about some fellow that had too much to drink, maybe.
Yeah, that's a new development of that word, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So the lady hangs up her clothes on the line, and they get dry, and she goes out and puts them in her...
We call it a clothes basket. That's what I've always called it. People call it a hamper. I think hamper is good English, but we never use
that. Basket's my word.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly the one we use. A lot of these things we say are better than others means that they might be better somewhere else, but not necessarily better in our particular region. Musical instrument you play?
Well, we usually call a mouth organ. Some people call that a Jew's harp, but we have another instrument that we speak of as a Jew's harp.
What is that? That's kind of go, my own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, around the barrel there are big metal.
Oops.
And if you had a bottle and wanted to keep the liquid from coming out, you'd put a...
Stopper. We used to call that a cork because that was the only kind of stoppers we had, but it isn't safe to use a word cork anymore.
No, they're all rubber.
Something.
Plastic?
Yeah.
Anything. Sometimes they had glass ones, too.
Yes.
They would be stoppers, and even older term.
Yes. I've heard people say he corked the bottle. Well, it was a glass cork, see? Yeah, I've heard people say that.
Uh-huh. You hit a nail with a...
Hammer?
Got that a while ago. I should have remembered. Now, on the wagons, this is before my awareness, although I have ridden in my grandfather's wagon. There are various sorts of things you hook the horse onto on the front. Could you name them?
Double tree.
That's when you had two.
If you had two, if it was one, it was on a single tree.
And you ever call that a whiffle tree?
I never used it, no.
Single tree and double tree.
Single tree and double tree.
Would double tree be evener? Would that be used? Would you have used
it? I would never use it. I guess people have used that. I've heard that occasionally by people.
And how about tongue?
Yes, the tongue for a team or shafts or one horse.
Okay, that pretty well does it. Now if a man had some wood and was going with a wagon load from here to here, you might say he's doing what to the wood?
Hauling.
And the thing they use to cut up the ground when the farmer is...
Plow.
And then he goes over it with a...
Harrow.
And how about, they have a word for the certain muddy season, they pick up the stones in the field and drag them off. And they have a stone boat around here? Drag?
No. Very seldom.
They don't have enough stones, I guess.
No, this isn't a very stony country up in here. But I get what you mean.
And
some people call that a sled, too.
Sled?
Mm-hmm.
Now, well, you mentioned sled. What other kind of sleds are there the boys might
use? Well, bobsled.